This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine and Dine in LA with Anush. Today we are going to take a trip to France, one of the most iconic winemaking regions in the world. When you think about wine, I think number one country that comes to your mind is France. And I have our tour guide today, so to speak, Edward. He is the owner of Chateau Siran. He is the sixth generation owner. This winery they have owned for 160 years. He's also the president of Margaux Wine Producing Organization. So welcome, Edward. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Anush, and thank you for welcoming me on your show.
Absolutely. It's such an honor and such a pleasure to have you. We have met at the Grand Cru tasting here in Los Angeles when you were visiting and pouring the wine. And I approached their table and I told you how much I love the wine. And I've been really, really enjoying it for past years. And it was so wonderful to meet you and see the person behind this beautiful wine. Because I think when you taste the wine and you like it, and then when you see the people who are behind it, the story just makes sense. You know, your energy, your family's energy is in that wine that we drink over here.
Thank you, Anush, for all your nice words on Chateau Siran. It's very kind of you. I'm so happy that you like it.
Absolutely.
Especially as, you know, what we really do wine for the pleasure of our customer and for sharing a product we love. So thanks for your nice words.
Absolutely. Before we get into details and the history, which I'm sure our listeners would love to know, I wanted just if you could give us a little bit background and information about and the story, how did France become this iconic region for winemaking?
You have to go back deep in history. You know, if you look at the biggest wine regions in the world now for wine producing are basically France, Spain, and Italy. They're part of the old world. Even though we give the origin of the wine industry in the region of Georgia and Armenia. So we always, you know, refer to those countries as the beginning really of the wine producing industry. If you look at France, there have been wine for thousands of years in France, and there were different periods of organization and knowledge in the wine industry. Influence of the monks and the religious people is something important, especially mm-hmm. if you look at Burgundy and Champagne, where all those regions, you know, you had those monks, monasteries, where wine was produced and the knowledge of wine began. If you look at the region of Bordeaux, to be a bit more precise on when it started, you have to remember that Bordeaux used to belong to the British. It was a British region from the 12th century until the 15th century. So during 300 years, there was a British domination on the southwest of France, and the region was called Aquitaine. And at the time, the wine production was extremely important in Bordeaux, and all the production was sent to England. It was super interesting to see that the wines that were produced in September, they were basically the fermentation of the grapes, and they had to be consumed by December or January because they had no idea how to keep the wines and protect it against oxidation. But during all those years, the volume of wine, and the wine was called claret at the time because it was kind of not a dark red wine as you know, as we know now, but a more lighter color. And it was sent to England and consumed by December or January. And this kind of died when the France won the battle in the 15th century against England. It was called the Battle of Castillon-La Bataille. And England was no more the number one market for the Bordeaux wines. And you have to wait until the arrival of Louis XIV. So that's the 17th century, who was this great king of France, Louis XIV. And he promoted wine in a different area in Bordeaux. Under the British, the wine was done in what we call clay soil, where grapes were producing huge quantity. And the idea was more to do volume, and they had no idea at the time and no knowledge about technology, how to do wines. Everything was, as we say in France, totally result of the, you know, the hazard. It was not empiric, not scientific. At the 17th century, especially in Bordeaux, under Louis XIV, people started planting wines in different areas, and especially in areas called the Médoc or the Grave. And this soil, which was more gravel and poorer soil, was not as rich as clay, they discovered that they were doing much better quality wines. And so this is when this region started to create wines of very high quality. And in the 17th and the 18th century, this is when all the great chateaus of Bordeaux, the great wineries, were created, and where the quality of the wine increased a lot, the knowledge in the process of winemaking increased a lot. And we started exporting wines all around the world, but wines which were much higher quality. So it's really a different period. And this is at the time in 17th, 18th century,
wow,
when all those wine producers of those famous region, like in Bordeaux, started putting the wineries together and creating those chateaus. And then you have to remember, if you go, you know, back in the history of wine producing, in the 19th century, there was this big crisis of the phylloxera, which is this little insect that was eating all the roots of the vines. And this destroyed most of all the vineyards of France until we found the solution in order to have the vines survive against the attack of this little insect. And after this crisis of the end of the 19th century, there was a huge replanting starting of the vineyards. And the other period that became important, and especially in France, is when in 1935, the appellation were created, meaning an appellation is a definition on an area that answers some rules and regulation to produce a certain type of wine. And so that started in 1935. And so that was something important also in the history.
Why do you think I think that appellations and rules and regulations are really important in producing good quality wine and to maintaining the quality. What do you think? Why is it as the owner, you know, as you guys owned the winery for 160 years, how has it been good to have those rules and regulations for appellation? And just to give a little bit, you explained what appellation is, but just let's get a little bit more explanation about what appellation is and how is it beneficial to have those rules.
Appellation, as I said, started in 1935, and it's an organization that's depending on the Secretary of Agriculture. So all this is below the hat of the Secretary of Agriculture, and it really organized the rules and regulation depending on where you are. And logically, you cannot put the same grapes if you're in the Rhône versus in Médoc versus in Champagne or versus in Burgundy. An appellation is a definition of wine producing that will respect the rules and the history and the knowledge of the people in the area. And this has been a guarantee of quality since the beginning, so since the 1935, for all the wines of France. And it is a system that has been decided at the time, that has been copied after all over Europe. You have it now in Italy, you have it in Spain. And we need those rules and regulation that will give a precise definition of the style of wine in this particular area. And this typicity and this quality that you get based on the history of those of these areas and the knowledge of the people, that's what, you know, brings all the success of the appellation. The other options that you see and that we saw in the New World is that some areas or some region went to the grape varietal. Okay, when you go talk usually about Napa or Australia, there is a big focus made on the grape varietal. Mm-hmm. But you can see that even in these regions, slowly when they want to increase the quality and increase the definition and the knowledge and the recognition about the wine, they slowly move to the appellation definition because it's the only way to preserve and to increase the quality of an area or a wine-producing region.
Exactly. So, for example, right, in Napa Valley, if you put that the wine is from Napa Valley on the label, you need to make sure that at least 75%, and legally it's 75% or more comes from there. And then for some of the producers who spend so much more time to make it to grow the grapes in more like in the smaller appellations that AVAs that are, for example, Stag's Leap District or Yountville, you know, they have to have even stricter regulations with, I think. Exactly. It's important for the consumer to know that you know, the wine is not, and not saying that though, if you just put California wine, it's not going to be that it's going to be bad, but you need to, when the winemaker takes time to put an extra care and love and call it to the cultivation of the grapes, you need to know where exactly it comes from. It needs to be legally protected so that somebody else who doesn't do that cannot put the same information on the label and compete with you. And then, you know, you are, yeah.
So for example, if you look at Bordeaux, I think has more than 50 appellation, but Margaux, where we're situated, where Chateau Siron is situated, it's an appellation that has 1,500 hectares and has 61 chateaux, or 61 wineries. So, and only the wineries registered on the land of the Margaux appellation can produce a wine from Margaux. And they cannot put wine from any other region. They cannot do any mix, and we cannot even buy from other, you know, Commodore areas or whatever. So it's very strict.
That's that is so cool. I like when things are strict because it makes you do things right. So we have about 6 to 7 more minutes before we go on our break. I would love to know a little bit more if you could share with our listeners. You know, you said you are the president of the Appellation for Margaux Wine Producer Organization. Can we talk a little bit about that, and why was that created, and what are the enforcements, and what do you do to promote the region, or what else goes on? And then we need to get in and learn more about Chateau Siran, the name, the history, and etc.
So, Anoush, the Margaux appellation is one of the nice appellation of the Médoc area.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Bordeaux is in the southwest of France. It's at 600 kilometers south of Paris. It's, I guess, one of the biggest wine regions of France, maybe Champagne and Bordeaux must be close to the same area. And in Bordeaux, you have different appellations, as I said. In this region of Bordeaux, you have the Médoc area, which is the north of Bordeaux. And this Médoc area has 4 famous villages, which are Margaux, Saint-Julien, Saint-Estèphe, and Pauillac. Margaux being one of the 4 villages famous. And the style of the Margaux wines is always said to be maybe a bit more delicate, or a bit more elegant, less powerful, maybe a bit less structured, but maybe also more, they say, more feminine versus the traditional wines of the Médoc area. So Margaux is quite famous for the delicacy and the elegance of the wine. In the producers of the Margaux appellation, you have a different category, and you have what we call the classified growers. In 1855, under Napoleon III, which was the president or the ruler of France, or the emperor of France at the time, there was a classification that was made. And this classification was made for an exhibit in 1855. And so there is 61 classified growths in the Médoc area, out of which 21 are in the Margaux appellation. The most famous one being Chateau Margaux. So the Margaux appellation, interestingly enough, is the area where you have the most famous chateau of them carries the name of the appellation. So it has been our biggest ambassador for the whole appellation since 400 years. We are lucky to have Chateau Margaux carrying the name of the whole appellation, and like that, promoting the name of the appellation. The other biggest ambassador of the appellation.
Yeah, aside, when you think of Bordeaux, the first thing that I learned in the wine school, when they said Bordeaux, it was Chateau Margaux. So
yeah, it's so famous, exactly.
So famous.
And the other, and I always say that maybe a bit partially as a joke, but not totally, because it's getting very, very strong. The other second biggest ambassador of the appellation, aside from all the other wineries of the appellation, like Chateau Siran and others, is Ernest Hemingway. Because Ernest Hemingway called his daughter Margaux with AUX at the end. And now you have so many young ladies or ladies called Margaux AUX around the world. Margaux used to be written OT, like the Queen Margaux. Since Ernest Hemingway, now all of them are written AUX, which is quite a lot of fun, because it gives this still this impression of, you know, feminine delicacy, elegance of the wine of the appellation, even if it has, you know, nothing, no direct relation, aside from the love of Ernest Hemingway of the wines of Margaux, because Ernest Hemingway did it because he loved the wines of the Margaux appellation. It's a nice story. It's a beautiful and nice story.
It's a very beautiful story. My uncle, who is in Germany, his wife, her name is Margot, and her name is with T at the end. But I love seeing that, just like you said, with the AUX at the end. It like makes it much more, it's like it's so much more romantic. I love that.
Exactly. It's a nice story.
Edward, we are going to stop for a quick break, but when we come back, we can talk, I mean, hearing and learning about France and the wine industry, it's such a wonderful and interesting topic. There is so much to know, so much to learn, but when we get back, I would love to hear about Chateau Siran, the name, the wines, where we can purchase it over here in the United States, and all the other fun information. So we are going to go on a quick break, and then when we get back, we will start with that.
Great. Thank you, Anush.